Welcome to the second edition of the Classic of the Month, Close to the Edge, Part 2. Throughout the years, there has been a lot of debate as to whether Yes lyrics mean something or not. Anderson many times has stated that he just wrote whatever came to his head, usually looking for the rhythm in the words and not so much for the meaning. However, and this is a very personal opinion, although shared by many, I believe that when artists create their work under a state of profound inspiration, they are in tune with the superior intelligence of the universe and may end up acting as proficient scribes. Sometimes, they may not be aware of the underlying wisdom that impregnates their work. For example, there are countless works by masters in music, literature, or sculpture that follow the golden ratio with amazing precision. Some were aware of this mystical proportion and built their work around it, but many others were not. In fact, I would suspect that some had never even heard about it. I believe that the coherent analysis done, among others, by Pastor I and John Kovac, just to mention two main sources of this program, indicate that there is much more in the lyrics than just good-sounding words put together. In fact, John Anderson admits that possibility when quoted in Dan Hedges' Yes biography. I've had incredible conversations and get letters from people telling me what they think my words are all about. Who knows? Maybe they are right. In the resources section, you will find links and references to books where Anderson lyrics are analyzed. Instead of trying to compare and reconcile so many different interpretations, I will refer to the overall directions that these lyrics tend to point to and its relationship to the music. The piece represents the cyclic nature of all existence by way of a very effective resource. The song begins and ends with nature sounds, and the beginning and ending keys are related in such a way that you could put the repeat function in your CD player and the song could loop indefinitely in a seamless way. The lyrics reinforce this idea in numerous instances, but for our analysis, it is enough to look at what we find behind this simple phrase, "I get up, I get down." This is the only phrase included in all four sections of the song. It is the closing phrase in the A sections and the focal point of the lyrics and music in section B. The fact that all A sections finish with this phrase is significant. As we saw in the first part of the program, sections A present a sort of metrical dispute. In A, the rhythm section first dilutes the 12x8 rhythm played by the melody and sitar. In A prime, a more profound metrical confusion is achieved by overlapping out-of-sync meters. In A double prime, the bass line is trimmed on purpose in order to go in sync with the rest of the band. They finally achieve what we could call a sort of rhythmic harmony. In my opinion, this is the musical representation of what is being expressed in the lyrics. For the sake of this argument, consider the rhythmic section to represent the physical aspect of our being, and the harmonies and melodies, the spiritual one. Before starting section A, out of the nature sounds emerge a very chaotic musical passage, full of dynamism and nerve. There seems to be a consensus that this introduction seems to portray the beginning of life on Earth. This chaos is suddenly interrupted three times by an ah. The last ah directly leads to the close to the edge main theme, which in turn leads to section A. My interpretation is that the interruption of this chaos by the us represents the first instances of men sensing the transcendent nature of their beings, that there is more to life than molecules and synapses. I get up, I get down represent the contrast that gives rise to life. up, down, day, light, yin, yang, and as Pastor I rightly says, the list could go on forever. Life portrayed as a never-ending and expansive cycle. By the way, this vision of life, ever-expanding cycles to form an evolutionary spiral, is the central idea behind Hermann Hesse's Siddhartha. Based on this interpretation, we can revisit the song structure, still looking at it from its original configuration of four parts. First, the solid time of change, section A, summer. From chaos, as represented in the introduction, man appears in the earth and makes his first attempts at reconciling the physical and spiritual aspects of his existence. But this is just a first attempt. Evolution still has a long way. After the phrase, I get up, I get down, Anderson warns, not right away. The rhythm section and the melodies in the verse are syncopated. Both aspects of our dual being, physical and spiritual, are not in harmony. Second, total must retain, section A prime, fall. Man confronts the physical aspect of his existence. Sad courage claimed the victims standing still for all to see. As armored movers took approach to overlook the sea, there, since the cord, the license, or the reasons we don't understand, will be. The rhythm section and melodies are out of sync. Our physical and spiritual aspects are out of sync. Third, I get up, I get down. Section B, winter. This passage represents the emergence of spiritual awareness and looks at the state of mankind from a spiritual perspective. Fourth, seasons of man, section A double prime, spring. Finally, we come to terms with our true self. We understand it all. This is represented in eight verses packed with profound mystical content. The rhythm section and melodies in the verse all play, for the first time, in the same time signature. Finally, both aspects of our being are in harmony. We can regroup these sections in two major evolutionary phases. A, initial physical manifestation and, through expanding cycles, start of the spiritual awareness. And B, spiritual awakening and, again through expanding cycles, enlightenment. This is why I said in program 1 that a structure based in two parts yields a better musical representation of the lyrics. Using this structure, it is clearer to see that the instrumental interlude that precedes the bridge, that is, section B when using the AABA structure, is really the introduction to the second part of the piece. This introduction has a very different character. Where the initial intro depicted chaos, this intro depicts quite the opposite, a sonic landscape that soothes and calms. Intro 1 is the noise of ego and the material aspect of existence. Intro 2 is the spiritual realm, where inner peace reigns. Based on this two-part structure, let's look at these sections in more detail. First, initial physical manifestation and start of spiritual awareness. A season which to call you from the depths of your disgrace. A mere angel living to the solid mental place. And achieving all with music that can quickly from afar. Then taste the fruit of man recording, losing all against the hour. A seasoned witch could call you from the depths of your disgrace and rearrange your liver to the solid mental grace. An evolved soul can help you move from your current perspective, that is, physical manifestation, to spiritual awareness. I claim that this piece is an attempt to do just that through music. and achieve it all with music that came quickly from afar. Then taste the fruit of man recorded, losing all against the hour. Far from collective enlightenment, mankind's ego is in charge. Under its influence, manifested through greed, fear, and selfishness, we build weapons, we cheat, hate, and steal. An assassin points to no one, leading every single one. A few dark and exalted like the music of the sun. And take away the brain in which we move and choose the course you're on. And assessing points to nowhere, leading every single one, that is, guided by our minds, our ego, we fall into this rat race, what the Hindus call Maya, moving onwards at great speed, but not really knowing where to. A dewdrop can exalt us like the music of the sun. And yet, if we were to stop for a minute, we could see the truth in a simple dewdrop. And take away the plane in which we move and choose the course you're running. And with this understanding, we could jump out of the rat race and choose our own course, follow our dreams, craft our destiny. Down at the edge, round by the corner, not right away. We are inextricably headed in the direction of illumination, but not right away. The next verses correspond to the breach of Section A. Cross the line around the changes of the summer, reaching out to call the color of the sky. Pass around a moment, clothed in mornings faster than we see. Cross the line around the changes of the summer. The first section of Close to the Edge represents summer. The line represents the first steps taken toward the edge. The commencement of the spiritual journey begins here. Reaching out to call the color of the sky. I reach out to look for the truth behind the reality that we see. Passed around a moment, clothed in mornings faster than we see, and had a first glimpse of revelation, awareness of eternity. Getting over all the time I had to worry, leaving all the changes far from far behind. We relieve the tension only to find out the master's name. Down at the edge, round by the corner, close to the edge, just by the river. Seasons will pass you by. I get up, I get down. Getting over all the time I had to worry. This glimpse makes me realize that my worries are just a waste of time and energy. Leaving all the changes far from far behind. We need not worry about the past. The only reality is here and now. We relieve the tension only to find out the master's name. And under the state of this glimpse of enlightenment, we sense the overwhelming presence of God. Down at the end, round by the corner. And that, like the river that dissolves in the sea, you are one with God. Seasons will pass you by. If we can focus our attention on the eternal, we can see life go by from a state of profound serenity. I get up, I get down. But before reaching that state, we must experience contrast, expanding cycles, happiness, and sorrow. Now that it's all over and done, now that you find, now that you're whole. So, having this glimpse is enough? Have we already reached the end of the road? Not quite. We reach the total mass retained section. It represents men's transit from its current state to collective spiritual enlightenment. It begins with the strongest metrical dispute, with a rhythmic section out of sync with a melody and the sitar. My eyes convinced eclipse with the younger moon and tame with love. It changed as almost strain and it's clear man from above. I crucified my hate and held the world within my hand. The human time, the logic, all the reasons we don't understand. My eyes convinced eclipse with the younger moon attained with love. For the sake of this interpretation, let's equate sun with light, enlightenment, and moon with its opposite, darkness, ego. These moon attributes can be related to our understanding of reality through physical means, our mind, and senses. We were given these cognitive and sensorial abilities with love as our tools to interact with the physical realm and allow God to manifest through us. My glimpse is eclipsed by my constant interaction with the physical realm. It changed as almost trained amidst clear manna from above. This glimpse of enlightenment disappears under the strain of routine and mass manipulation, but we're still connected to the whole. I crucified my hate and held the word within my hand. Blinded by ego, I bury my spirit and exalt reason. I am Nietzsche's Superman. There's you, the time, the logic, or the reasons we don't understand. And as a result, all I see is my physical body, the relentless passage of time, my mind, and the mysteries for which sooner or later I will find a logical explanation. Sad courage claimed the victims standing still for all to see, as armored movers took approach to overlook the sea. And this limited perception of our existence gives rise to all the misery we see around us. There, since the court, the license, or the reasons we don't understand, will be. However, the license, our free will, and the mysteries have been, are, and will always be. Down at the edge, close by a river, close to the edge, around by the corner. We continue to move forward, no matter how lost in the maze, through ever-expanding cycles towards enlightenment. The bridge in A prime expands on this idea, that no matter how lost we seem to be, we, as magnificent immortal beings, are always within reach of our spiritual aspect. Sudden cold shouldn't take away the startled memory. All in all, the journey takes you all the way. As apart from any reality that you've ever seen and known. Guessing problems only to deceive dimension. Passing paths that climb our way into the void. As we cross from side to side, we hear the total mass return. Southern call shouldn't take away the startled memory. You can reach upwards in spite of your misdoings in the past. You cannot deny your past experience because it is what has brought you to this point. All in all, the journey takes you all the way. No matter what you do, you will ultimately reach realization. As apart from any reality that you have ever seen and known, reaching planes of existence beyond your wildest imagination. Guessing problems only to deceive the mention. In reality, there are no problems. Problems arise as soon as we interpret the physical realm with which we interact. we create problems, deceiving the mention, the truth of who we really are. Passing paths that climb halfway into the void. In the article Tonality and the Purpose of Life, I consider the idea of God creating a subset of what He is in order to create contrast and manifest life. Thus, this physical manifestation that we call universe, as vast as it is not all that God is. The Hindus refer to this idea of God before God manifested as Naguna Brahmin. When we reach enlightenment, we attain the nature of God manifested, not the totality of Him. We climb halfway into the void. For an extended discussion on this, I refer you again to Pastor I's article. As we cross from side to side, we hear the total mass retain. As we evolve, we start to perceive the totality. We go beyond the perception that we are individual isolated beings, Maya, the delusion. We understand and feel one with all physical manifestation, that the total mass in the universe is constant, and we, as a drop in the ocean, just change states. Our essence is immutable. Down at the end, round by the corner, close to the edge, down by the river, we continue our journey, finding God at every instance of the way. Seasons will pass you by, and as immortal beings, seasons will pass us by. I get up, I get down. As we continue to interact with this physical realm, allowing God to manifest through us. And now we reach the second part, spiritual awakening and enlightenment. First, I get up, I get down, winter. The extensive analysis done by Pastor I of this section can be synthesized this way. I will use his interpretation of the lyrics to support this analysis. A first group of lyrics meditate on the current state of affairs. In her white lace, she, mankind, clearly sees the lady, Mother Nature, sadly looking, saying that she'd take the blame for mankind's destruction of the planet.
2 million people barely satisfied. 200 women watch one woman cry. Too late. The eyes of honesty cannot change. How many men do we deceive?
In the principal theme, Anderson sings, 2 million people barely satisfy. Human slaughter throughout the ages is never enough. 200 women watch one woman cry, too late. A small subset of mankind is aware of what is going on and watches, in sadness, how Mother Nature has been profaned. In the secondary theme, the backing vocals sing, through the duty, she would coil their set amazement of her story, asking only interest could be laid upon the children of her domain. Quoting Pastor I, Mother Nature is taking the amazed interest of these small remnants, the 200, and asking that they not be so concerned with nature herself, but with nature's children, because, ultimately, the earth will survive, nature will survive. Then Anderson goes back in the main theme and says, the eyes of honesty can achieve. Though small in number, you remnants can guide mankind to enlightenment. How many millions do we deceive each day? you can open the eyes of those millions of people who are being manipulated. The second group of lyrics look for an answer.
In charge of who is there, in charge of me? Do I look on blindly and say I see the way? The truth is written all along the page. How old will I be before I come of age?
In charge of who is there, in charge of me? Do I look on blindly and say I see the way? Hello, you, whoever you are, in charge of whoever is in charge of me, what is the truth? Should I move forward blindly? What is the truth? Why are we here? The truth is written all along the page. This is the profound answer. Truth is staring at you from the beginning of time. How old will I be before I come of age for you? Through expanding cycles, you increase your awareness until you finally reach a point where truth is comprehended, revealed. I get up, I get down. We continue our voyage throughout expanding cycles, experiencing contrast, exaltation, and sorrow, always leading towards realization. After a long instrumental development, we finally reach Seasons of Man, the spring. Some of Pastor I's interpretation are, in my humble opinion, a bit too far stretched. However, I think his interpretation of these four verses is very accurate. The time between the notes relate the colors to the scenes. A constant vogue of triumphs dislocates man, so it seems. And space between the focus, shape, ascend, knowledge of love. As song and chance develop time, lost social temperance rules above. Finally, man reconciles the two aspects of his being, physical and spiritual, and this is represented musically by trimming the bass figure so finally the metric dispute is resolved. This is simply amazing.
The time between the notes relates the color to the scenes. A constant bond of triumphs dislocate man, so it seems. And space between the focus, shape, ascend, knowledge of love. A song and chant develop time, the social temperance rules above.
Let's examine these verses in more detail. The time between the notes relates the color to the scenes. Believe it or not, there is a direct correspondence between a scene in the movie Matrix and a profound metaphysical concept. Remember, at the end of the movie, Neo finally sees the Matrix as what it is, just a pattern of bits, and that is when he can transcend the limitations of the program. This is equivalent to the profound revelation of seeing our reality, all physical entities, as just different patterns of vibration. The physical world is some sort of sophisticated mirage so that we, in essence, spiritual beings with no mass, can interact with other beings and evolve. As vibrating entities, we oscillate, are created and destroyed millions of times per second. It happens so fast that we cannot perceive it, much like we cannot perceive each photogram in a movie. So, in a physical sense, we are and cease to be constantly like notes and silences between them, creating an entity, color, that interacts with our physical environment, the scenes. The amount of knowledge contained within this verse is astonishing. A constant vogue of triumphs dislocates man, so it seems. Unable to perceive this ultimate reality, we play our game in the Matrix, the Maya, and dislocate from the truth with all our apparent constant vogue of triumphs. and space between the focus, shape, ascend, knowledge of love. And so we move from moments of exaltation to moments of despair. We get up, we get down, in ever-expanding cycles, and as we do, our true existence comes into focus. Quoting Pastor I, once we find the right understanding and can properly assimilate both our successes and our failures, then we're able to have life come into proper perspective, come into focus. And as that happens, knowledge of love begins to ascend, to bubble up through the innermost parts of our being so that we can see, feel, and know the truth. As song and chants develop time, lost social temperance rules above. And we come to the profound understanding that, as we go through these cycles, exercising our free will, with all its consequences, however bad they seem to be, we are moving forward and our divine essence will eventually lead mankind to a point of social temperance. It's a game that we cannot lose. The next three verses are reflections from an enlightened perspective. He climbs a hill, outstretches his arms while he sees all of mankind, and shakes his head while he smiles. He finally understands it all.
Then according to the man who showed his outstretched arms to space, he turned around and pointed, revealing all the human race. I shook my head.
The piece ends with what we could call a very comprehensive summary of the noble Siddhartha. On the hill, we view the silence of the valley. Silence. Mankind is not shouting any great mystical statement or mystical vision to the enlightened one. There's no mystical scroll to be unlocked. The purpose of life is to live. God wants or expects nothing from us. We are here in order for Him to manifest through us. Called to witness cycles only of the past. We witness the cycles that have brought us to this moment and understand that traveling is as important as arriving. Life thus actually spins its own purpose and its own meaning. And we reach all this with movements in between the said remark. We reach this comprehension through ever-expanding cycles in between the said remark. This said remark is expressed in the final verses of the song. Close to the edge, down by the river, we are forever close to the edge. As the river dissolves in the sea, we are one with God, no matter what we do. Down at the end, round by the corner, seasons will pass you by. All of life is a celebration. All of life is an ecstasy to be lived. We are always just by the corner, and all seasons will pass you by. We forever remain outside of time and space. We are, in reality, eternal beings, and the totality of our existence is eternal life. Seasons will pass us by, but we will remain. Now that it's all over and done, call to the seed, right to the sun, from primary physical manifestation to realization. Now that you find, now that you're whole, seasons will pass you by. I get up, I get down. Let's listen to this whole magnificent section now with this interpretation of the lyrics.